Chapter 12, ADA Data and Communications Architecture. This chapter discusses the ADA Data and Communications Architecture and how it connects with the joint AMD organizations. It includes information on connectivity specified for the joint, interorganizational, multinational AMD elements and ADA organizations, echelons, and systems capable of connecting directly to the major AMD networks. The intent is to show the connectivity that supports the doctrinal linkages discussed in the previous chapters. Major networks. The major networks addressed are the AMD supporting networks for the joint, interorganizational, and multinational elements, Link 16, and LandWarNet. LandWarNet is discussed in terms of its radio frequency connections and internet protocol connections. Networks that span ADA echelons and joint, interorganizational, and multinational links using multiple types of interfaces require special skills to plan, coordinate, install, operate, and maintain. Personnel who perform this mission have extensive experience and detailed technical training. To support the AMD operational networks, an interface control officer is positioned at the core, division, AAMDC, and ADA brigade levels. The interface control officer is responsible for planning data links for early warning dissemination within the area of operations. The Army interface control officer, in the G6 staff, coordinates with ADA units, the Army AMD network design facility, and the joint interface control officer to plan the network design with the information exchange requirements that have been provided by subordinate units and the command. The interface control officer manages and coordinates the entire multi-link interface for supporting units and works with the joint interface control officer for connectivity into the larger joint, interorganizational, and multinational networks. The G6, normally from the AAMDC, deploys an interface control officer, as necessary, to the joint interface control officer's location to integrate Army AMD assets into the tactical data link architecture. AMD supporting networks. The AMD supporting networks includes the many tactical data links and unique connections throughout the joint, interorganizational, and multinational community. Link 16, though not included below, is also an AMD supporting network. It is discussed and shown separately due to its significance. The AMD networks support development of the air picture with situational understanding, intelligence activities, planning, operations, and engagement operations with threat position information and firing guidance. Some of the networks are legacy networks for U.S. joint forces, but are still in use with multinational forces. However, some joint forces currently retain the capability to enter or monitor the legacy networks to maintain connectivity with joint, interorganizational, and multinational organizations and elements. Examples of legacy AMD supporting networks still in use on some platforms are Link 11, also known as Tactical Data Link A, Link 11 Bravo, also known as Tactical Data Link B, PADL, Forward Area Air Defense Data Link, FDL, and the Army Tactical Data Link 1. The Command and Control Battle Management and Communications, C2BMC, network is used to integrate the BMDS. The Cooperative Engagement Capability, CEC, network is a newer network used by the U.S. Navy. These networks are discussed briefly below. Link 11 is a secure, half-duplex, netted digital link that provides a network for exchanging tactical data between subscribers at either 1,364 or 2,250 bits per second. It is normally operated in a roll call or polling mode using either high-frequency or ultra-high-frequency communications. It is controlled by a net control station to exchange information between airborne, land-based, and shipboard systems. The system uses the M-series messages. Link 11 Bravo is a secure, full-duplex, point-to-point digital data link using serial transmission frame characteristics and standard message formats at either 600, 1,200, or 2,400 bits per second. The system uses M-series messages, which can be exchanged using ultra-high-frequency or landline communications. PADL is a Patriot System internal data link. It has a high-capacity, full-duplex, and line-of-sight/point-to-point radio system. Its normal routing is between fire units and the ICC, although it can also link to another battalion's ICC. The radio system interfaces up to 11 bit rates, up to almost 9,000 kilobits per second. Digital traffic includes high-quality digital voice equipment with a data service channel. Analog voice for circuit installation and maintenance is available for additional communications between operators using a handset directly attached to the radio set. FDL is used with the FAD-C2 system and passes information, including targeting information, between the Sentinel Radar C2 node, Avenger battery and platoons, Avenger platforms, squads, and C-RAM battery and platoon. FAD-C2 includes an AMD WS and an Air Defense System Integrator, also known as ADSI. A variant of FAD-C2, C-RAM-C2, is used to support C-RAM systems. ATDL-1 is a legacy secure full duplex point-to-point digital data link using serial transmission frame characteristics and standard message formats at a basic speed of 1,200 bits per second. It is used to interconnect tactical air control systems and Army or Marine Corps tactical AMD systems. ATDL-1 can be exchanged using ultra-high frequency, very high frequency, or landline communications. The capability to link with ATDL-1 systems provides a means to exchange air and missile data with some multinational partners using this data link. C2BMC is a vital operational system that provides the U.S. President and Secretary of Defense a common operating picture. It also enables combatant commanders at strategic, regional, and operational levels to systematically plan missile defense operations, collectively see the battle develop, and dynamically direct designated networked sensors and weapon systems to achieve global and regional mission objectives. The worldwide distributed and regional combatant command C2BMC architecture provides operational flexibility to engage both strategic and theater-level ballistic missile threats and affords each command the flexibility to tailor system behavior and data sharing to satisfy unique mission objectives. CEC is a real-time sensor netting system that enables high-quality situational awareness and an integrated fire control capability. It is used on selected Aegis cruisers and destroyers, amphibious ships, aircraft carriers, and selected Hawkeye aircraft. Its two major hardware pieces are the Cooperative Engagement Processor, which collects and fuses sensor data, and the Data Distribution System, which exchanges data between participating CEC units. CEC increases naval AMD capabilities by integrating sensors and weapon assets into a single real-time network that enhances situational awareness, increases depth of fire, enables longer intercept ranges, and improves decision and reaction times. Targeting data from CEC can be passed on to Link 16. Link 16. Link 16, also known as Tactical Data Link J, is the Department of Defense's primary tactical data link for command, control, and intelligence, providing critical joint interoperability and situational understanding information and supporting AMD engagements. It is used by the Joint Services, some nations of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and Japan. Link 16 is a relatively high-speed link. It has a capability to transfer data of over 50 kilobits per second. It uses an L-band transceiver and has its own frequency-hopping algorithm and internal encryption. It provides technical and operational improvements to older capabilities, including spread spectrum frequency hopping over 51 discrete frequencies, increased data rate, data volume and granularity, hardware size and weight reduction, digital secure voice capability, relative navigation, improved security, jam resistance, seamless network entry and exit, precise position and location information, and increased numbers of participants. Link 16 uses the Joint Tactical Information Distribution System Radio or the Multifunctional Information Distribution System Radio. Both radios operate in a line-of-sight frequency band. Other radios are available that can interface with the Link 16 waveform. It is a time division multiple access link where time slots are allocated to users by the network controller. Link 16 has its own protocol and uses the J-Series messages. It requires network pre-planning. Link 16 has an enhancement to increase its range. The Joint Range Extension addresses the requirement to pass secure/anti-jam data and voice via common means in a timely manner beyond line of sight without the use of a dedicated airborne relay. Joint Range Extension is a gateway between existing Link 16-capable systems and satellite terminals and can be used with other beyond-line-of-sight media, such as landline-based networks. There are two major employment applications of the gateway: in-theater reachback and interzone connectivity. In-theater reachback is used to transmit the air surveillance and ballistic missile information from a forward area of a theater to a remote command center located beyond line of sight of the forward Link 16 elements. Interzone connectivity is used to transfer air surveillance and ballistic missile information between localized areas of a theater operation. LandWarNet. LandWarNet is the Army's contribution to the global information grid. It consists of all globally interconnected, end-to-end Army information capabilities, associated processes, and personnel for collecting, processing, storing, disseminating, and managing information on demand, supporting warfighters, policymakers, and support personnel. It includes all U.S. Army-owned and leased and leveraged Department of Defense/Joint Communications and Computing systems and services, software, including applications, data security services, and other associated services. LandWarNet exists to enable the warfight through C2. As the Army's enterprise system of systems, LandWarNet moves information through a seamless network that facilitates information-enabled joint warfighting and supporting operations from the operational base to the individual soldier. LandWarNet provides the Army's enterprise networking capabilities that enable soldiers, leaders, and units today and in the future to operate anytime, anywhere, and at every echelon as part of the joint force. However, the LandWarNet is in a state of continual improvement with capabilities being refined yearly. LandWarNet provides the construct for the Army's transition to the future. LandWarNet enables voice, data, and video to the edge of tactical formations, ultimately pushing these capabilities to the Army's modular brigades, battalions, and soldiers. LandWarNet is the means to provide linkages between sensors, shooters, and leaders, seamless and secure interoperability, network services, and end-to-end connectivity throughout the enterprise. ADA units rely on supported organizations or expeditionary signal brigades to provide connectivity to the Army backbone network for establishment and maintenance of common user networks, Department of Defense information network services, and integration of network transport and cyberspace support activities. In this chapter, LandWarNet is addressed through two modes: radio frequency and internet protocol. The radio frequency system most used in the tactical forces is SINGARS. Almost every vehicle whose senior occupant is involved in engagement operations or directly supporting engagement operations has a SINGARS radio. In many cases in the SHORAD mission, SINGARS is the primary means of voice communications and also a means of data communications. SINGARS operates in the very high frequency spectrum. Other radios used in ADA include the ANPRC-117, Enhanced Position Location Reporting System, also known as EPLRS, the high-frequency ANVRC-104, as well as radios capable of linking through satellites. LandWarNet supports an internet protocol-based system and therefore is able to send messages from anyone on the internet protocol network to anyone else on that network using routing conventions like those on the internet. The tactical implementation of this concept is more difficult than in the civilian world with its permanent supportive infrastructure. Internet protocol connectivity to the edge is a stated goal of LandWarNet. Communications and data architecture connectivities. Architecture is projected to change in the future with the introduction of a common C2 capability and the integrated fire control network. ADA system components such as radars and launchers will be able to be controlled by non-homogeneous ADA C2 systems. Engagement operations connectivity. Tactical data links such as the Paddle, FDL, and Link 16 are used to support and enable AMD situational awareness and engagements. They also enable ADA units to interoperate to some degree with joint, interorganizational, and multinational organizations. ADA units use the AMD PCS equipment, the FAD CRAM C2, THAAD C2, or Patriot C2 to execute C2 tasks. All ADA units use the AMD WS to support planning and operations functions. The C2 systems use hierarchical communications links and LandWarNet to affect data distribution for C2 functions. Hierarchical architectures require higher-level C2 nodes to link to lower-level C2 nodes down to the execution level, firing battery or firing platoon. The execution-level organization then connects directly to sensors and shooters. Two scenarios are briefly addressed to highlight potential connectivity challenges: a mature theater with joint and Army AMD forces and an austere theater with predominantly maneuver forces. Mature theater with joint and Army AMD forces. Engagement authorization flows from the area AADC, RADC, or SADC to the collocated ADA FCO. The ADA FCO passes engagement directions to an ADA task force or battery. The ADA FCO does not have organic direct connectivity into the Link 16 and uses voice or a host-provided data link as the primary means of passing engagement data. The ADA FCO may need connectivity through LandWarNet to a BCT ATOM cell because of distance and non-line-of-sight conditions. Once engagement authorization is passed to the AMD echelon exercising C2, internal ADA networks, such as Paddle or FDL, are used to transmit data to the executing elements. Austere theater with predominantly maneuver forces. If no ADA forces are present, the ATOM cell links directly to a joint or host nation engagement authority. Direct linkage to the joint engagement authority is via Link 16 and voice. Linkage to a host nation may be via tactical data links and voice, or may be voice only, depending upon the host nation's capability. If ADA is present, Link 16 and voice are normally the primary linkages between AMD forces and the joint engagement authority, and between ADA and the BCT ATOM cell. The ATOM cell then provides engagement authorization data to the BCT based on procedural controls and any available automated battle aids enabled by its C2 capability and transported by its available communications network or networks. ADA units work well and integrate with other U.S. and multinational AMD organizations, civilian organizations, and professional fighting forces. To effect that type of integration, and sometimes interoperability, requires extremely complex data and voice communication systems. The data systems have to transfer near real-time data across the battlefield or across continents to support situational awareness and anti-missile and anti-aircraft engagements.